News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 4:35 p.m. We're getting into go-home time right now. And listen, I got to tell you, if you're literally looking for a job, if you're thinking, okay, this job that I left today, I'm just not sure this is for me, or I don't have a job and I need one, I want to encourage you, check out ZLA Solutions. I was at their offices this morning having a powwow with them. They just had one of their biggest months ever, literally ever, placing people in jobs. You can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got great jobs posted right now. They've got them right now. They've got some right now posting at $17, $18 an hour. And they've got them literally all over North Alabama. If you want a good job, go to ZLAUSA.com. But also, if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, well, that's their bread and butter, man. They do a lot of things in terms of business solutions, but their biggest one is actual staffing. Whether it be direct hire or temp hire, they can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. Literally, ZLA Solutions, they like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And they do. That's their goal in life, is to make your business better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. All right, well, I'm in the latter part of the show here, and I moved to number three on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it, What's the Good News? You know, that's kind of that old school thing. You meet somebody and go, hey, buddy, what's the good news? Well, what you're saying there is, what good things are happening? What do you know? Well, this morning I was looking at some news stories, and I saw a couple that just kind of made me smile. And I thought, you know what? Every once in a while, it's good to quit talking about politics. It's good to quit talking about, you know, liberals getting away with stuff. It's good to quit worrying about January 6th commission doing its thing. There's good stuff happening out there. There really is. And every once in a while, I think it's just a reasonable thing to do, just to pop in some stories that make you smile, or for that matter, at least warm the cockles of your conservative heart. Well, the first one I've got here, and this one actually came from 1819 News. That's where I found it first thing this morning when I was resourcing the show. I thought, man, that's just cool. So I remember, by the way, when I was working at the Pentagon, this would be back in 09, I was up there and I got word that, you know, we were living in the Gadsden area, and I got word that a Freedom Honor flight of World War II veterans from my area was coming up. And I knew several of them. Because the honor flights, this is the thing they do for World War II veterans who, you know, their monument, the World War II monument, was only built in recent years. And many World War II veterans have never seen their monument. And so the goal was, before they, because we're losing them by the day now, but the goal was to get as many World War II veterans to D.C. to see their own monument before they pass on. And so that's expanded a little bit. The most recent D-Day memorials and services that were taking place in France, commemorating the invasion of Normandy, the honor flights also began to work with that. So, story on 1819 News, 100-year-old World War II veteran lands in Birmingham after commemorating the D-Day in France. That's just cool. So, 100-year-old World War II veteran George Hamilton, he was sponsored by a thing called the Best Defense Foundation and Delta Airlines, and he flew in a Boeing 767 to France early this month, it says. While he was there, he said that he rode a Jeep down Omaha Beach, that he visited the American cemeteries at Brittany and Mont-Saint-Michel and Carentan and the historic Chateau de Bernville, and he finished the trip by participating in a parade in Carentan. He himself was a veteran of the Pacific War, but he's 100 years old, and he knew this was an opportunity he had to go and honor other veterans. And I thought, that's just cool. I remember meeting those World War II veterans at the Washington Memorial. It's right next to the Washington Memorial, the actual tall spire, the obelisk. But that World War II memorial is amazing. So well done and so needed. Here's another one that I thought, this is just good. You know, I look at it and thought, man, that's just a cool story. This one came off Fox. Fox News, dated today, says the Illinois baby who was dubbed the mayor of the NICU, that's the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU, Illinois baby dubbed the mayor of the NICU, released from the hospital before his first birthday. This little dude, bless his heart, little one-year-old, his name is Max Doe. D-O is his last name, Max Doe. has a lot of celebrating ahead of him this year, it says. Nearly 1 year after he was born with a very rare genetic condition, baby Max was finally discharged from the Children's Hospital in Park Ridge, Illinois, at their neonatal intensive care unit. He spent almost the entire first year of his life in the NICU. He has a severe genetic condition that limits his body's ability to process nutrition the way it should. And the doctors say it was real touch and go. He was born 9 weeks early. When he was first born, his dad says he's a chunky boy right now, but when he was born, he fit in our hands. And his dad's just reflecting now on the fact that he gets to go home. The nurses said he was literally, he said you could not turn away from him. He was just a huge part of the family. He was everybody's child in the NICU. He basically, it didn't matter that he was going through so much. He just, and if you look at his picture, he just radiated smiles. And I love that. And they said too, this is an interesting thing. The nurse said he literally walked out of the NICU. Said that has never happened before. And I hadn't thought about that, but that's true. I mean, the NICU is usually for, you know, babies that can't walk yet. And here's this little guy who spent so much time in there that he was able to get up and walk out of the NICU. Well, bless his heart. Little Max Doe got to go home and meet his big sister for the very first time. And he's got a life ahead of him. And he was the mayor of the NICU, they called him. That's just cool. Well, here's a story that I guess kind of touches on politics, but still, it's a victory. It's a smiler. So townhall.com, dated yesterday, says Canadian firearm retailers sell out of handguns after Trudeau's proposed ban on their sales. I got to go read you the end of the article first. The end of the article says, while it surely wasn't his intention, it turns out that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau might go down as the most successful gun salesman in Canada's history. It's awesome. It says all across Canada, citizens looking to purchase a firearm are now finding handguns hard to come by, thanks to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's proposal to cap ownership. And it goes on to say it's the most aggressive firearm restriction in a generation, but as a result, it said that literally they interviewed multiple gun shops. They've had people lined up out the door. They got one place in Calgary that said that literally they're an indoor range and retail shop for guns. Said that they sold 1,000 handguns the week after Trudeau made his announcement. And can you imagine? In British Columbia, one vendor said, we saw lines out the door within hours of the Liberal leader's declaration. And that's pushed some Canadians to rush out to gun stores while they still can. So, yeah. There's more guns on the street right now than ever before. Thank you, Justin Trudeau, the most prolific gun salesman in the history of Canada. And I got a caller on line four. Let me grab that real quick. Ah, it's Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing today, man?
Doing good, Phil. Good. Today's my Friday, so it's always good.
Well, good for you, man. What's up?
On the January 6th committee, now since Nancy Pelosi took the members that they wanted on that committee, the Republican members that they wanted on the committee, and replaced them with their own. Now, does that mean we get to replace everybody on the committees that, you know, going forward if we win the House back?
I got news, Jeff. When we win the House back, I'm pretty sure that committee gets shut down. I think it's done. I don't think it can be a standing committee. I think it's a provisional committee. I don't think it has any standing authority to maintain once a new speaker takes over who just signs off on its demise.
Now, do we have the authority for having the committee appointing people to the other committees, though?
Oh, yeah. Yes, the appointment authorities will rest in the new speaker.
Well, heck, man, I guess Adam Schiff and all the rest of them are just going to be placed in the know-nothing committees, I guess, and everything, the ones that never come up.
Oh yeah! Suddenly they'll find themselves. Suddenly they'll find themselves unable to leak information like they used to because they don't have access to it like they did. And I'll tell you too. There's going to be some. I hope they form some standing committees on things that say, okay, Nancy Pelosi, why didn't you take up Trump's opportunity that he gave you to have the National Guard in advance? Or how about this? Why don't we investigate politicians who encouraged all the BLM riots that caused more death and destruction than the January 6th thing ever did.
Yeah. Like I say, we need to get all these mic grabbers, I call them, off these large committees and everything, put them on the do-nothing committees and put the basically the, using a Democrat idiots committee is kind of an oxymoron, but put these other people on the committees that don't have any, basically don't have any voice or following either.
Oh, absolutely, and I look at it too, and I'm thinking some of those guys have disqualified themselves anyway. Like the very idea that Eric Swalwell is on an Intel committee with a high security clearance after he had a known affair with a Chinese spy. I don't understand how they could possibly maintain that and keep a straight face, but they do.
Yeah, and I wonder how that spy, after they told him that she was a spy, that you know she left the country real quick. I wonder who tipped her off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a little pillow talk tipped her off. But anyway, hey, Jeff, appreciate you, man. We're up against a break. You have a great day, and I'm glad it's your Friday. Mine's tomorrow, but good on you. And you have a great day, man.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, man. All right, Copper, take us to the break. Last break of the day. We'll come back and wrap up with a little bit more of good news. Hey, what's the good news? That's number three on the Triple Dipper, and we'll take it all the way to the house. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back.